This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump says American forces are locked and loaded to respond to the fiery attacks on one of Saudi Arabia's largest oil fields and the world's biggest crude oil stabilization facility. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
Trump tweeted on Sunday saying there's reason to believe that we know the culprit. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo also took to Twitter, blaming Iran for the attack on state oil giant Aramco instead of Yemen's Houthi rebels, who have claimed responsibility. So far, Iran has denied involvement in the strikes, which have wiped out 5% of global oil production, but have warned they're ready for a full-fledged war. One analyst told Reuters a disruption in oil supply could bring dire consequences to the global economy and increase the chances of a worldwide recession.
That's Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting. Storm Umberto is moving away from the storm-battered region in the Bahamas, according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center, but it has strengthened into a hurricane in the Atlantic, and it is forecast to strengthen even further during the next 48 hours. The system has maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. The Afghan Taliban Sunday revoked their ban on the International Committee of the Red Cross and restored its guarantee for the security of the ICRC staff doing humanitarian work in Afghanistan. An ICRC spokesman said the same day that the organization's operations had resumed across the country. In April, the Taliban imposed a ban on the ICRC and the World Health Organization, alleging the two organizations were conducting suspicious activities connected with their vaccination campaigns. The September 15th statement did not mention the WHO. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Anti-government protesters clashed with police in Hong Kong again Sunday. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda tells us that demonstrators hurled rocks and Molotov cocktails at authorities.
Police responded with water cannon and tear gas. The protests are in their fourth month. Protesters are also pleading for help from the West. One group assembled outside Hong Kong's British consulate. Authority over Hong Kong was handed to Beijing from British colonial rule in 1997 under an agreement that allowed the island to keep many freedoms not available on the mainland. The British government says that China is legally bound to uphold its end of the treaty, but it's unclear how the UK can enforce that.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Schools across New York are beginning the academic year with a new tool intended to prevent student suicides and violence, and it involves guns. AB correspondent Julie Walker.
About a third of U.S. states have so-called red flag laws, which allow courts to temporarily take guns from people believed to be a danger to themselves or others. But New York is the first to implement legislation empowering schools, in addition to police and relatives, to petition courts. Supporters of red flag laws say the time teachers and other educators spend with students each day makes them uniquely suited to pick up on the kind of troubling behavior seen before recent school shootings. But opponents have raised concerns about due process and argue the laws can be used to take away guns from law-abiding citizens. Julie Walker, New York.
Tunisians voted Sunday to select their next president among some two dozen candidates, with unofficial results suggesting two outsider candidates are ahead. More than 7 million people were eligible to cast their ballot in what is the North African country's second free presidential election, 8 years after its so-called Jasmine Revolution. A steady stream of people filed into several primary schools, lining up under posters offering instructions on how to vote. Members of the United Auto Workers Union began a strike Monday against General Motors as the two sides remain apart on the terms of a new contract. Talks are set to resume on Monday, but a plant that makes cars and parts in 9 states will be closed, with nearly 50,000 workers off the job. The union wants better wages and health care, as well as job security and profit sharing. General Motors says it has offered pay raises, profit sharing, and good health benefits, along with billions of dollars in investments and in manufacturing facilities that would bring more jobs. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Music. Today, the voice of America.